welcome to the Wing Commander CIC Infoverse with your host, Evan Hadrian Adams. Boy, we got a great show lined up for you today. First of all, we got an interview with George Olgee, the guy who's written all the music after Wing Commander 3, all the Wing Commander games. And it's a really interesting interview. It's kind of long, but I think it's definitely worth listening to. So, you know, don't stop it. Special Ops. If you guys haven't gotten this yet, it's worth the 110 meg download to get it. It's great. Definitely one of my favorite Wing Commander games since Wing Commander 2. That's all I got to say now. Enjoy the show. Manhattan School of Music, and his Master of Music in Composition from Southeast Texas State University. He spent nearly 20 years as a trumpet and jazz piano performer, composer, and teacher in New York City and Austin, Texas, before bringing his musical talents to the multimedia world with his arrival at Origin in 1994. While at Origin, George composed the music for three of the biggest hits in the industry, Wing Commander 3, Wing Commander 4, and Wing Commander Prophecy. He has received numerous awards and nominations for these and other titles. Hi, George. Welcome to the show.
It's good to be here.
So, what games have you worked on for Origin?
Well, my first project with Origin was Wing Commander 3, and followed pretty quickly by Wing Commander 4. And besides Wing Commander Prophecy, I also did some music for Crusader No Regret. And some music I did ended up in Ultima Online, and also did a little sound design for F-15, but that's about it.
Now, what do you believe is the purpose of music in a computer game?
Well, it's whatever purpose my producer wants it to be. I mean, the games I've worked on, as you know, are mostly the big blockbuster containing a lot of picture as well as gameplay. So the functionality of my music has been pretty clear, you know, music to accompany, flying around in space and killing bad guys, plus, you know, accentuating the picture, you know, just like in a film score.
Okay, that makes sense. And what tools did you use for the Wing Commander music?
Well, it depends on which project. All the way back on Wing 3, the music in gameplay was General MIDI. So the program I used to actually record the music data was a sequencer called Cakewalk. I also had to record the MIDI data to send to whatever sound cards people were using for spaceflight. But the music to picture for Wing Commander 3, I recorded the sounds off of a Kurzweil K2000 sampler. And then on Wing Commander 4, we upgraded my sound modules because all the music was digital, including the spaceflight. So I still used the same sequencer plus K2000 and an emulator E4 sampler and a few other toys, but and then of course in Wing Commander Prophecy we upgraded a little bit more. I had a Pro Tool system where I actually recorded all the tracks, you know, digitally to hard disk and then brought that to the final mix. Whereas on Wing Commander 4, I recorded all the music to tape and then that ended up at the final mix on tape.
So, what's the process you go through when you're coming up for ideas and things like that, right to the end?
Well, the first thing I do is I sit down with the rest of the team and try to get an idea of, you know, what the game engine is going to be capable of musically, and then you know, we'll talk about some ideas about how the music is going to branch depending on the different intensity levels, and then I get to look at some of the storyboards and the artist renderings of characters and you know, aliens and ships and things, and talk a little bit about the story. And kind of early on, I start writing down a few, you know, ideas for mission tunes and combat music. But in terms of the music for picture, I don't, you know, start writing that till I actually get some rough cuts of the video, because many times the picture I get will change, or the cuts, the edits I get will be completely different, you know, a month or two down the road. So there's no point in spending a lot of time doing music before the picture's ready.
Hmm. And what do you do for inspiration?
Well, it's hard to say. Sometimes I'll look at a picture and it'll remind me of a certain piece I've heard, and then I might listen to that piece, or, you know, sometimes I'll just sit in a quiet room and wait for sounds to come into my head. It's kind of different every day. You know, I think inspiration is something that doesn't always follow the same path every time. It's, you know, you could read a book or smell something or trip over something and it'll inspire you to come up with a musical idea. Of course, the best inspiration is having a deadline. You know, if I have to have something ready in 2 days, and, you know, I can't wait too long for inspiration, the first thing that comes to my mind goes down on paper and in the sequencer.
Hmm. And what was your favorite tune from the Wing Commander games to work on? Or what do you think sounds best?
Well, I think probably some of my favorite tunes are out of Wing Commander 3, only because that was my first project, and, you know, I kind of look back at that as being a, you know, part of a big breakthrough in gaming. Plus, you know, there were a lot of great creative people involved in that project, as were the other two, but, you know, it's kind of a, you know, first time is the best attitude, kind of like your first kiss, you know. And I think the main thing from Wing Commander 3 is probably one of my more memorable tunes, I guess. But that's hard to say. I mean, I think I remember the ones I'm not crazy about more than the ones that I like. But it's kind of funny, sometimes the ones I don't think turn out that great, I get a lot of comments that people think that's my best work, you know, so it's kind of hard to say. One thing I usually do is, once I'm done with a project, I usually don't go back and listen to it that much, so I don't want those same ideas coming back into my head all the time, so I try to, you know, kind of forget about those tunes until somebody reminds me about them.
Hmm. On that note, somewhat, if you could redo the music for any of the games that you worked on, what game would it be?
Well, I don't know if I'd actually redo music note-wise. I'd love to go back and, you know, redo some orchestrations. Just, you know, my dream is to do a project with a real orchestra. And, if you know, if I could go back and record all that music standing in front of the London Symphony or something, I think that would not only be a thrill, I think it would add a lot. One thing I want to do in the not-too-distant future is to maybe arrange a like an orchestral suite of Wing Commander music that I've done, like a medley of my favorite pieces, and actually orchestrate it, you know, notate it for performance.
That'd be great. Are you going to be composing music for any of the future Wing Commander games?
Yeah, actually, you probably know I've left Origin, or maybe you didn't, but I left Origin last March, and but when I left, you know, I had an agreement with them to do two games this year, or at least two games. And the one I'm working on right now is the next Ultima game. It's called Ultima Ascension. But after that's done, I'm supposed to work on the next Wing Commander game. It's still pretty early in the development cycle. I'm so busy on Ultima, I really don't have time to sit down with the team to talk about ideas, but they're not really ready to show me a lot of stuff yet anyway.
Do you have any other pending projects?
Well, actually, I've got a commission from the city of Austin to compose a scene for an opera. It's actually called the Cyberspace Opera. It's called Onoria in Cyberspazio, which is Italian for cyberspace. So it's an interesting story about a bunch of people that are kind of involved in chat rooms and things that, you know, meet their alter egos, and it's kind of a story where the borders between reality and cyberspace become blurred, and they meet their characters in real life. And it's been in the works for over a year now, and I did some music for a web broadcast, and we've been kind of using that as a demo to get some funding for live stage production, and actually managed to get some modest funding from the city of Austin to do one scene. So that'll be happening in the springtime of 99. But right now I've got those two games for Origin and that, and some little projects here in town, not really game related.
And on the note of the Wing Commander music CD, how's that coming along?
Well, there could be some positive developments about that I'm not really free to talk about right now. Keep your fingers crossed. I think the likelihood is getting better. And as soon as I know more, and as soon as I can explain what that might be, I'll let you know.
And do you have any idea when it would be released, generally?
No. Soon, I hope. Maybe as early as next year, early next year. There's, obviously some licensing things that have to be worked out that we're in discussion about, but I can't really give any, definite details. I know there's been some fan interest in, actual, things being done to try to encourage Origin to do that, but I've actually, I think, made a connection that might get it going faster than we thought. But I can't tell you exactly what that is.
From what I've heard, there's been a lot of fan pressure. At least, like, fans really, really want a CD out there.
Oh, yeah? That's good. I haven't been keeping up with that too much. That's good. If I think sometimes they listen to the fans more than they listen to the people that work for them. So I'd like to encourage that. But don't tell anybody told them to write. But keep up the pressure.
Well, I know me and probably a few other people have been putting together our own personal versions using... I used a Korg MIDI module thing,
mm-hmm.
and used a bunch of the MIDIs from the games that I could find and recorded them onto a CD. But it's only, rough, and I can't sell it or anything. But it's nice to have.
Yeah. Every once in a while I look out there and there's MIDI files from Wing 3. I wouldn't think anybody has any MIDI files from the other two Wing Commanders because they never really existed as general MIDI. So
yeah,
unless somebody got creative and transcribed it by ear, I don't know. Someday I might create some general MIDI files of that music and just put it up for fun. But we'll have to see about that.
Now, with Kilrathi Saga, there was music redone for Wing Commander 3, like the Wing Commander 3 bar music. How'd you go about doing that stuff?
Well, actually, the Wing Commander 3 bar music was... Are you talking about in the actual scene? Or in the transitions between movies?
Well, both in Kilrathi Saga.
Yeah, but... I think the music in the bar scenes in Kilrathi Saga are the same as the original, and it was all recorded digitally.
Yeah.
There's some game flow music where you're actually sitting in the bar, like, waiting for things to happen, which I think we actually recorded, like, a sax player along with, MIDI rhythm section. but I forgot. I don't actually remember. It's been a long time, but I mean, the big difference between Kilrathi Saga and the Wing 3 and Kilrathi Saga and the original one is that the gameplay music was digital. Instead, you know, I did some arrangements.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Actually, what we did is, I don't know if you remember the old 3DO machines, but there was a Wing Commander 3 3DO that actually had digital gameplay music before Kilrathi Saga. Of course, that probably doesn't exist that much anymore, but I took the same file from that game and used it in the Kilrathi Saga, and also found all the old MIDI files for Wing Commander 1 and 2 and reorchestrated that using the same gear that I had available for Wing Commander 4, so that, mm-hmm. that was kind of fun, too.
Thanks for doing this interview.
Oh, sure.
Just released Privateer 2, The Darkening, the ultimate space combat trading game for your PC. We asked a gamer to play it and describe his experience.
A whole new story, huh? Three new systems for me to rule with 18 different ships to buy, fly, and blow the crap out of people? Oh yeah, it's time to get back to business.
And although he seemed to appreciate the space combat action...
You're going down, pig. How does my Kraven Mark IV laser taste, huh?
And he enjoyed trading commodities for ship and weapon upgrades.
As soon as I dump the cargo of black market nerve toxins, I'll ditch this can of bolts and strap into a new Baldari.
There was one problem.
Whoa.
This game is so dark and immersive.
Holy sh!
So deeply intense.
Gotta get who the killing.
So packed full of space combat and trading. That his head exploded. So please, buy Privateer 2, The Darkening. Play it, enjoy it, get into it. Just remember, someone has to clean up that mess.
No gamers were harmed in the making of this commercial. Origin Systems is not responsible for cranial combustion or other excitement-induced bodily explosions. This product is rated M, ages 17 and up.
That's our show for this month. Thanks for tuning in. This is Hadrian, signing off.